Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inspiration Daily. A good night of Shabbos Kodesh to everyone. It says in the Pasuk, Vayar es ha'agolos, that Yaakov Avinu saw the wagons, Vatechi ruach Yaakov Aviem, that the spirit of Yaakov was lifted. And the question is, why? Why would his spirits be lifted? There's a famous pshat that the agolos would remind Yaakov Avinu that Yosef was still holding and learning, because the last parsha that they learned was the parsha of Egla Arufa. But there is another pshat brought in the Medrash. And the Medrash says that the Agolos would remind Yaakov Avinu of the Agolos HaMishkan, that they were learning about the wagons of the Nesiim that carried the vessels, and that would lift his spirits. Why? Although it seems to be more in tune with the simple explanation, because he sent wagons and they were learning about wagons, but why would that lift his spirits? And the Aruch Laner in his Sefer Minchasoni says a spectacular pshat. He says that Yosef HaTzadik was worried that when his father's going to hear what happened to him, he will be very upset. He'll be depressed that his brothers had done such a terrible thing to him. How could he reassure his father? He'll reassure him that everything's good between the brothers because of the Agolos HaMishkan. The wagons of the Mishkan, unlike the Karbanos, which were brought individually by each Nazi, the Agolos were shared. Two Nesiim for one Agola. As if to say, I will lift your burden, I will carry your burden, and you will carry mine. Yaakov Avinu, Father, we are together, don't worry. We're there for each other. What a beautiful pshat. Over the last few weeks, Klal Yisrael has been under siege. There have been a number of tzaris that really affect all of us, because we're brothers. There are yeshivas for boys at risk. Waterbury, as well as a yeshiva here, a Lev Shlomo that suffered a terrible fire, and they've been shut down for a little while, and their buildings are no longer in use for them. We have to be able to carry their belongings in our agolos, in our wagons. The Board of Education in New York has determined that no longer can we learn the curriculum that we've established, but we have to go by their rules. This is a terrible shasara for Klal Yisrael. And if you're living in Chicago or LA or in Baltimore, you have to realize we have to share their burden. This is a terrible tsara. We can't sleep well on our pillows. We can't just do nothing. We have to be there and daven and do whatever we can to help each other. And one final thought. Of course, there's always been, over the last number of years, a terrible crisis in Shidduchim. Last week, as I was singing my Yedidus, and I sang the terms, the words, Uleshadech Habanois, I realized, of course, that Shabbos should be a time for Shidduchim. Shabbos is a time you sit around with friends and family, and no doubt you're talking, and probably sometimes our conversation leads to other people. Let's make it about each other, making Shidduchim for each other. Somebody cleverly told me, let's call it SOS, Shabbos of Shidduchim. And hopefully, Amir Tzashem, as we continue to be Arevim for each other, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, the week of Arevus, the week that Yehuda stands up for Binyamin, the week that Yosef and Binyamin cry on each other's shoulders, let this be the week that Amir Tzashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom, sees that we're there for each other. And of course, he will be there for us as well. Have a great Shabbos and a beautiful rest of your week.